We only did some songs off our new record. Like Wayne said, I think it came out in August of last year.
Yeah.
And it's called Sounds of Home.
It is.
Try to do the title track for you. It's written by this fellow over here who's now picked up the guitar just because he can. He's mighty fine, folks. He's one of the finest singer-songwriters in this kind of music. Would you make him welcome Mr. Sean Lane up here? Thank you, folks. Sean called me up 18 years ago. I just left Allison Krauss's band, and he said, "Man, I'm getting ready to leave Ricky Skaggs' band. What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I've been talking to this bass player at Virginia about starting a band."
Let's all get together, dude.
Dude. Back then, we probably did talk like that.
We used dude a lot more back then.
You know, they did a poll, though, that, you know, what the most commonly used word of the 1960s was.
Yeah, groovy.
I see some here. Y'all remember the 60s, don't you? This lady's like, "I do."
I'd say it was probably groovy, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't groovy. What do you think it was? Cool? No, that's pretty good, but it wasn't that.
Close.
Heavy.
Close.
Heavy.
Close.
No, it was ear.
Ear?
Ear? Yeah.
Ear.
He got it. We were there, we got it. Well, has anybody here ever left home? That's what I thought. You're still living at home.
Y'all a bunch of bluegrass musicians, right? Ain't nobody left home.
This is about, for anybody who's ever left home and you remember what everything smelled like and what it sounded like, and it just makes you homesick to even think about it. This song will put you over the edge. It's Hide the Razor Blades. This is one called Sounds of Home.